The aunts listened to the ticking for several weeks and finally drew Sally aside to issue a warning. But Sally would pay no attention. "Nonsense," she said, and she laughed out loud. She tolerated the clients who still came to the back door at dusk every now and then, but she wouldn't allow the aunt's foolishness to affect her family. The aunt's practice was rubbish and nothing more, a gruel mixed up to feed the delusions of the desperate. Sally wouldn't hear another word about it. She wouldn't look when the aunts insisted on pointing out that a black dog had taken to sitting out on the sidewalk every evening. She wouldn't listen when they swore that the dog always pointed its face to the sky whenever Michael approached, and that it howled at the sight of him and quickly backed away from his shadow, tail between its legs. In spite of Sally's admonition, the aunts placed myrtle beneath Michael's pillow and urged him to bathe with holly and a bar of their special black soap. Into his jacket pocket they slipped the foot of a rabbit they had once caught eating their lettuce. They mixed rosemary into his breakfast cereal, lavender into his nightly cup of tea. Still they heard the beetle in the dining room. Finally they said a prayer backward, but of course that had consequences of its own. Soon everyone in the house came down with the flu and insomnia and a rash that wouldn't go away for weeks, not even when a mixture of calamine and balm of Gilead was applied to the skin. By the end of the winter, Kylie and Antonia had begun crying whenever their father tried to leave the room. The aunts explained to Sally that no one who was doomed could hear the sound of the Death Watch beetle, and this was why Michael insisted that nothing could possibly go wrong. All the same, he must have known something. He stopped wearing a watch and set back all the clocks. Then, when the ticking grew louder, he pulled down all the shades in the house and kept them drawn against the sun and the moon, as if that could stop time. As if anything could.